it's a must that we need to continue to support people's income at a time when they're not able to return to their employment as a result of the COVID pandemic. We have a huge blow to the economy with businesses that will be struggling to survive when they reopen their doors. And the crucial thing is that there's money in the domestic economy in people's households so that that can be spent then supporting the jobs and an enterprise that is necessary. Let me make a clear warning to the government. We know that they're teeing up to cut the supports under the pandemic unemployment supports. Not only would this not be fair, unfair to the hundreds of thousands of people who are relying on this income, but also this would be counterproductive to the type of economic stimulus that we need at this point in time.
Pascal Donoghue is warning, though, that over 95% of the social welfare budget already spent in 2020, we're not even halfway through the year yet. If this continues without some alteration, he seems to be suggesting tens of billions of euro are going to be added to the national debt.
It's very clear that the supports in terms of incomes are one part of the overall support that we're going to have to give. We know that we're heading for a 30 billion euro deficit this year. That is unavoidable. When you put the economy to sleep and force businesses to close their doors, you have a responsibility as a state to support the incomes of those individuals who find themselves unemployed. Now, we need to continue those supports, and at the same time, we need to then support business so that they're in a good position, that as much of them as possible can reopen their doors. That will, of course, include additional borrowing. That's been recognised by people right across the international spectrum. That's why the European Union announced between Germany and France a €500 billion package of grants to countries. That's their proposal. So yes, we will need to borrow, and it's crucial that we make the right supports at the right time, because if we fail to support these incomes, if we fail to support businesses, then the result of that will be that the recession will be a lot deeper, will be a lot lengthier, and therefore will be a lot more painful for ordinary working people and families.